Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, guys, time now for Ask the CLO, the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. This one, CLO, is from Melinda in Augusta, Georgia. Melinda writes, I'm a 56-year-old married woman, and I'm having an affair with a truck driver. He was passing through town, and I met him at my son's barbershop. He's made several trips to see me, and we had sex for the first time on his last visit. He wants me to ride to Charleston with him one weekend for a romantic giveaway. Getaway. My marriage is troubled, and this affair is a lot cheaper than counseling. The trucker does not know I'm married. Should I tell him, or should I enjoy one last rendezvous with him?
Well, you got to tell the man you marry.
Yeah.
Because then, yeah, you got to tell him now so he'll know what he in. Because, see, he got to be on point. What he can't do is have your husband roll up on him and he go, who the hell is this? Because he's going to think you his. But, you know, you saying this affair is better than therapy. I don't know. I mean, look, I ain't knocking what you're doing. I understand. But, you know, you 56. Hell, yeah, you got to tell this man you married. Oh, one more. One more what? Your marriage in trouble.
Yeah. Don't be
greedy.
She just
want to ride down the street. She just want to ride down the street and enjoy one more time. That's all she
does. But, Tommy, you and I both know this stuff ain't free.
I know. Yeah. I know.
All right.
Well, you finna go for a weekend and your husband ain't gonna ask where you at.
What are you talking about?
It's gonna all end in an ass whooping, but it's just how much you get in before
your favorite thing, Tommy. That's your favorite thing.
All end in an ass whooping, but just how much of this weekend you get in.
Don't do it. All right, moving on, CLO. Tanya in Tyler, Texas says, my mom and my dad have decided they're in an open marriage, and it shocked me and my siblings. My mom is a retired teacher, and my dad is a retired principal. I don't think my mom fully knows what an open marriage is. My dad is reaping all of the benefits, and I saw him with a woman in the car last week at Walgreens. My mom has always done whatever pleases my dad, and she doesn't like to rock the boat, as she always says. Should I tell her what an open marriage truly is, or do I mind my business?
Your mom ain't stupid. Your mama know what an open marriage is. It say open. We in a marriage that's open. You ain't even got to be smart to know what that is. You know, all these years you've been in a closed off marriage. Now all of a sudden it's open. So your mama know what that means.
She's an
now, if your mama's, I mean, look, right. I mean, look, you can Google that.
Yeah.
You can Google open marriage now. You ain't got to wonder what it is. Stay out your way. You don't know what your mama doing, though.
What
see,
you think,
because women are way slicker. Yeah. So if I was you, I'd just go and stay out the way.
What you think her daddy doing at Walgreens? What did they getting over there? What you think they getting out of Walgreens? Come on, ask.
Anyway, moving on. Foley in Little Rock, Arkansas says, I'm close friends with one of my coworkers, and we hung out over the weekend, and his girlfriend tagged along. We got totally wasted, and his girlfriend was flirting with me all night. I drove my coworker and his girl home, and he passed out in the back seat. I carried him inside, and I helped him into the bed. His girlfriend turned to me and asked if I wanted to do a quickie. I was drunk, so of course I did. The worst part is he's planning to propose to her. Do I drop hints to him about her or leave it alone?
Oh, boy.
Man.
Let me ask you something, Foley. Let me just ask you that. What you finna say to your best friend that's gonna make you think two things? First of all, y'all ain't finna be best friends. No damn more.
You ain't no best friend.
Well, he said close.
Well, he said close. We close friends? Mm-hmm. See, Carla, but in the man world, though, if you close friends, then we boys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wrong for calling them best friends. But if we boys, though.
Mm-hmm. It's still wrong. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Any way you look at it. Mm-hmm.
And now he going to propose to her. Mm-hmm. You want a quickie right quick. Yeah.
And he was drunk. He blamed it on that. So he did it.
And they work together? Do they work together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he and the guy.
He gonna stab you with a forklift
truck.
Oh,
my God.
This is really ugly.
With a what?
What?
A forklift truck.
Oh, no.
In your damn back.
Lights out.
Well, you better keep your damn mouth shut.
Yeah. And leave this girl alone.
Yep.
Soon to be wife. All of that. Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Shantae and Gary says, I'm a 44-year-old single woman and I need your advice. My great uncle passed away in May and he left me as his beneficiary. He left me two houses and his two ex-wives each want one and feel their children should get the houses. I'm tired of arguing with them and I need the money from the sale of the houses. Do I give them the option of living in the houses while I still own them, or do I sell both houses and let them all stay mad?
Didn't you say them was his ex-wives?
Yeah, ex-wives. And he left her the houses.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he left the 44-year-old girl the house.
Yes. Yeah. She's a beneficiary, yeah.
Yeah, bye.
Those were his wishes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He didn't want them to have the house. He wanted you to have the house. Mm-hmm. Bye. Because you the ex-wife, you ain't entitled to nothing. Mm-hmm. Bye. I'm selling the houses.
Yeah, because she needs the money anyway.
They ain't gonna let that house sell if you try to sell that house.
What do you mean? If you let them get in that house, you'll never get them out that house.
I'm telling you right now, man.
Man, talk all
You
fast.
Can't get people out. Lead them, lead them where they at. No, they can't stay there.
Yes.
Now, hell no. Hell no.
That's a headache, man.
Yeah, she stopped. She's tired of arguing with them. Don't
you ain't got to argue with
them.
You change your number.
Yep.
Change them locks in your number.
Mm-hmm.
Get some realtors and get them houses on the market.
Immediately.
That's right.
That's it.
They were his ex-wives for a reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But those
and you're the
wishes.
Beneficiary for a reason.
Ex means something.
The ex is powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, CLO. Thank you, as always. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.